Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Minahan here. Enough about me, episode 81. What do you need me to tape for the podcast right now, Ken?
Well, Milton's is the sponsor this week, so if you want to give them a plug.
Oh, I mean, our great friends at Milton's. We're always happy to do it, whether it's South Shore Plaza or I go, Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill. Milton's is quite simply the store for men. If you want to look good, go to Milton's. If you want to look like a slob, don't. Pretty simple. Milton's will make you look great. Go to Milton's right now. South Shore Plaza or Chestnut Hill Square, Chestnut Hill. Milton's again. The store for men.
Perfect.
I mean, it's like a working on the machine. Perfect.
Excellent.
Right?
Perfect. One take, Minute.
Anything else or no?
Well, we need a, usually you do a very informative open, kind of preview
right. What's
coming up in the podcast.
Okay,
need that.
Go ahead. Okay, I can do that. You want me to do that right now?
Yeah, sure.
Pretty excited for this. WrestleMania coming up along. So I figured, bring in a wrestling expert, right? I want to have Dave Meltzer, the author of the superb newsletter from Wrestling Observer, wasn't able to do that. So I brought in Harrison Seamus Minahan, one of the great minds of this generation, an enemy of Mike Menansky. He lets his hatred of Mutt loud and clear right from the start of the podcast. Gives you, if you're a betting guy, if you're a wrestling guy or a Kai gal, Harry Minahan is going to break down match by match by match for you. Who's going to win these matches at WrestleMania? You can make some money, okay, dummies? Plain and simple. The best wrestling guest in America. Harrison Minahan is the guest on Enough About Me.
Blah, 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 blah.
Perfect.
Right. Were you ready to go?
Yep.
All right, it's Friday. I'm a little sick. I'm a little under the weather, but I had to come in. I had to do it. This is long, 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 long been teased. It's been promoted. Everyone's ready for it. I get asked all the time. When are you going to do your WrestleMania preview with Harry Minahan? So right now, in the studio with me is... He is here. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions before we get into WrestleMania, okay? Answer them any way you want. Be as honest as you want. Do you want to get a little closer to the mic? Get your mouth. See how my mouth's a little bit closer to the microphone? Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, is that okay?
Uh-huh.
Nice and loud. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, not about wrestling. You answer them any way you want, okay?
Yep.
Okay. Who's the worst person on the radio at WEEI?
Mutt.
Who's the dopiest guy at WEEI?
Mutt.
Who's the worst father at WEEI?
Mutt.
Who smells the worst?
Mutt.
Who likes beer the most?
Mutt.
Who's going to lose his job first?
Mutt.
Okay, good. We covered all that. Excellent. Ready to hear that. Are you ready for the road?
To WrestleMania.
Are you excited?
Yeah!
All right, so Harry and I are going, as we tape this tonight on Friday, for the road to WrestleMania. So I'm going to see all the matches. We'll have a good idea. Probably even have a better idea than when you guys hear this. But we wanted to go over WrestleMania, which is a week from Sunday. So first of all, I'm going to ask you, do you think this WrestleMania looks like a good show this year?
Yep.
How come?
Because it has good matches.
Mm-hmm. Anything else?
And I want to see Brock Lesnar defend.
Yeah.
And all the other champions defend.
Okay, we'll go match by match. How's that?
Yep.
Okay, we'll start. Do you want to start with a SmackDown match or a Raw match? You tell me.
A SmackDown match.
You want to start with a SmackDown match?
Yeah.
Okay. So, first of all, tell everybody who's listening what the difference is between SmackDown and Raw. What are they?
Like, SmackDown has the color of blue.
Okay.
And then they make Raw have red.
And they're on different nights, right?
Yeah.
They're two different shows.
Yeah, it's Monday Night Raw and...
What's SmackDown? Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Okay, what's the better show?
I don't know.
Okay, the first match, because I know you like these matches the best. Charlotte Flair versus Asuka for the Women's Championship.
Boo!
What do you mean? What do you mean?
We don't know.
You don't want to talk about the women's matches?
No.
Girls stink?
Yep.
Okay, you have no girlfriend at school.
What?
You don't have any girlfriends at school?
Of course not.
Well, first of all, let me ask you this, though. What's the name of your club that you're in?
The Hobbits.
The Hobbits, right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the group of your friends in your school, in your class, right?
Yeah, but not everybody.
But there's a girl in that group.
Who?
I thought you told me there was.
It was only Dave's sister.
Oh, but you retired from the Hobbits.
Yeah, but I'm still working for it.
Okay. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. I'm going to start with this match then from SmackDown. Ready? Daniel Bryan. What do you have to say about that? Do you like Daniel Bryan?
Yes, 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 yes.
He's back. He was hurt, now he's wrestling again, right?
No, he wasn't hurt. He retired.
He retired because he had concussions. Right? What do you say?
Thank you.
He retired because he had concussions, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So there you go. Okay, so he's back. He's with Shane McMahon against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Who's going to win that match?
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn.
Ooh, why do you say that?
Because Kevin Owens is strong and he's the former SmackDown champion.
Okay.
And Sami Zayn can win.
Okay.
So.
You're picking them?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll do a Raw match next. Are you into this match at all? Kurt Angle and Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
Kind of.
How come just kind of?
Because there's two boys.
Yep. So you like what you want to see Triple H fight Kurt Angle?
Well, yeah, I like that part.
You don't like the Ronda Rousey Stephanie McMahon part?
No.
Okay, so you're not really into that match.
Well, I'm kind of okay. Like.
So who's gonna win?
Kurt Angle.
Okay. Okay.
And
Ronda Rousey.
Yeah. Kurt
Angle. Okay. Triple threat match for the tag team championship for SmackDown. The Usos versus the New Day. Do they have a song or no?
Yeah.
What is it?
New Day rocks. New Day rocks.
Who's your favorite? Go ahead. Let me hear it.
New Day rocks.
Who's your favorite on New Day?
Biggie.
So the Usos and New Day versus the Bludgeon Brothers. I don't know them. Do you?
I think I do because didn't we see them?
We probably did. Who are you picking in that match?
The New Days. There's three of them and two of the others.
Do you think they're going to bring their pancakes?
Maybe.
They like pancakes, right?
Well, that's actually Big A.
Oh, right. Okay. So you're picking New Day.
Yeah.
For the Raw Tag Team title, it's the champions who are?
The Bar.
Who are they?
Sheamus and Cesaro.
That's a shirt you have on right now, right?
Yeah.
Those are your favorite wrestlers, right?
Yeah.
How come?
Because they've both been champions, actually. Cesaro's been the United States champion. Sheamus has been the world champion, so.
And what's your new shirt you wanted to get? When you say one of the new shirt, like the Bar is Open, what is it?
The Bar is Open for Business shirt.
Oh, you want to get that shirt? You want to get that shirt tonight?
No. Okay.
So they're facing right now. Who are they facing?
Braun Strowman, but we don't know his tag team partner.
So it says right here. It says Braun Strowman and partner. Do not know partner yet. So how can you pick Braun? Can Braun Strowman beat them by himself?
Well, yeah. And it's not fair if he gets a tag team partner. He's already too strong.
Well, tell me how strong he is. Tell the people. Not everyone listening watches wrestling all the time. How strong is he? What are some of the things he's picked up?
He's picked up a truck with two hands, though. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, still pretty impressive.
He stopped Elias's car from going.
Yeah.
He used this cable hook thingy made bobber to pull down a big gigantic metal wall on Braun Strowman and Kane.
Okay. That's pretty strong.
Well, yeah. I wonder how he does it.
I don't know. That's crazy. You think it's unfair if he gets a partner?
Yeah.
You might be right. So who are you picking?
I'm picking Braun Strowman.
You're picking against the Bar? Your team? Your guys?
I'm picking him. He will win. I just know it.
Strowman?
Strowman will win.
Won't you be mad when he wins?
I'll be mad if he wins, but he will win.
Oof. All right. The next match is a SmackDown match. Fatal four-way match for the U.S. title. You know who's in it?
Yep.
Go ahead. Let me hear it.
Okay. Glorious.
Mm-hmm. How does this song go?
Oh, I will defend. Oh, I will defend. Glorious.
I like it. Ginder.
Ginder Mahal.
Yep.
And
is it Rusev?
Yeah.
And then the champion is Randy.
Randy Orton too.
Okay, who's gonna win that?
Let me think.
I'm picking Glorious, your guy.
Oh, I'm gonna pick Ginger Mahal.
Okay, I like it. Triple threat match for the Intercontinental Championship. You know who's in this?
Mm-hmm.
Let me hear it.
The Miz, Finn Balor, and Seth Rollins.
That's a good match. What do you always say about Finn Balor?
He always smiles.
He does. Ah, who are you going to pick in that? I know I'm going to pick.
Who?
Seth Rollins.
I'm going to pick The Miz.
Okay, The Miz is going to win that match. Now we're going to get to the championship matches. SmackDown Championship. AJ Styles versus
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Who do you like?
I like Shinsuke. I like both of them. But the one I like better is AJ Styles.
Now, how is Shinsuke Nakamura? How is he in this match? What did he do to get in the match?
Won the 2018's Royal Rumble because of the last man standing in that match of 30 people.
Okay, you got to talk right in that microphone, right?
Yep.
Okay, so Nakamura, who are you picking in the match, though?
AJ Styles.
I think so, too. And then finally, the big one. The big one. Brock Lesnar with his manager.
Paul Heyman.
Against?
Roman Reigns.
All right.
But we don't know, really.
Why not? Oh, why not?
Because remember how he got into handcuffs?
Oh, he got arrested on TV last week by the police, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, so you think he'll be in the match?
Maybe.
I think he'll be there. Let's say he's there. Who are you going to pick?
If he's there, I would pick in between two world champions.
That's what I'm saying. It's not an easy pick.
I know.
I'm going to pick Roman Reigns.
Ooh, Kate's best friend.
Oh, Kate likes Roman Reigns?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, because he's handsome?
Ooh, Kate's going to marry Roman Reigns.
Kate Reigns. Harry's okay. Going to marry a lady wrestler.
Not true.
You ever going to get married?
What?
You think you'll get married?
No.
Never?
Never.
What about kids?
Never.
Were you going to live with mommy and daddy your whole life?
Yes.
What do you want to be when you grow up?
A wrestler.
So who are you picking?
Brock Lesnar. He always wins to defend.
He does. Although, we watch Roman Reigns beat Braun Strowman.
Yeah, but that was just in an elimination chamber, and it doesn't mean he has the strength to beat Brock Lesnar.
Okay, so walk me through what's going on with you with wrestling. Why do you love wrestling so much?
It's awesome because some of the wrestlers never win. Just like not a superstar.
Right.
Who is named Kurt Hawkins.
Yep.
He lost 207 matches in a row,
is that right?
I don't know, but I think
it's a lot.
Because he hasn't been in a match in a while.
That's true. But you're going to keep watching, you think? You like it more than ever?
Yeah.
Now, a couple of years ago when you were in here, your favorite thing was Star Wars, but not anymore, huh?
Nope, not anymore.
WWE now?
Yep.
What's number two behind WWE?
Karate!
Oh, you have a karate birthday party, right?
Yeah, with real nunchucks.
What are the other kids' parents going to say about getting real nunchucks? Think they'll be mad or no?
I don't know. Because it's soft on the... It's soft.
Right. Right.
I'm thirsty.
What's that? You're thirsty? You just say it to me. We can just talk. You're thirsty?
Yeah.
I'll open the water for you. Why are you so thirsty?
Because I didn't have a drink in a while.
You had chocolate milk a few minutes ago.
Yeah, but...
2 hands. All right. Good?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're welcome. What else? How's life? People want to always ask about Harry Minahan. They ask me questions about him. How's life? How's life right now? Good?
Uh-huh.
School's good?
Yeah.
How was kindergarten? You're almost done with your first year at Harrington in kindergarten. How was it?
Good so far.
Yeah, you like it? Mm-hmm. No problems at all?
No problems.
No problems with the teacher once?
Nope.
Giving them to sit in the...
Take a break chair now.
Not one time, right?
Nope, not one time.
And you haven't missed one day of school yet, right?
Exactly.
That's good.
Well, I didn't miss one entire day of school because I remember I got picked up early one day for the little kind of special doctor's appointment.
Oh, and you had your physical?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was like right before school ended, right?
Yeah,
pretty much. So you're not going to miss one day of school this year if you don't get sick. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
You can't miss some school. But you and Kate, you guys fight all the time. Then you get along, then you fight all the time, and you get along. Why do you guys fight?
Because.
But you just make stuff up. You'll say, Kate bit me, but she didn't bite you.
But sometimes she touches me, and she's like, no, I didn't touch him, but she did touch me.
Well, it's not a big deal, is it?
No.
Okay, what's the next big wrestling shirt you want or anything? What's the next one?
A PLAJ Styles shirt.
P1?
No, like PL.
Oh, like the phenomenal one?
Oh, yeah, P1, yeah. Actually. Phenomenal.
Okay. Well, anything else you want to ask me? Anything you want to say? Anything else you want to get off your chest?
I'm going to ask you a question about...
Go ahead.
Who is Dean Ambrose going to face?
Ooh, Dean Ambrose?
Yeah,
he's
I know
hurt,
he's...
though, right?
No, but he's going to WrestleMania.
He is?
Yeah, I haven't heard of him.
Well, Abby, you just got these WrestleMania cards a couple weeks ago. Remember on Amazon we got all of them?
Yeah, with the mohawk.
So, yeah, you just Sheamus mohawk. So you think... If somebody's on that WrestleMania card, that means they're definitely going to WrestleMania.
Yeah, because...
Okay, but, like, Andre the Giant, you think he's going to WrestleMania because he's on the WrestleMania card, but I told you he's dead.
Well, yeah, but if they're dead, then they're not going to WrestleMania.
Oh, so you admit...
But it's showing you people that have also been to WrestleMania.
But you're admitting now that Andre the Giant's not going to WrestleMania.
Yeah, because...
You just told me the other night he's going.
He's not.
Okay, I don't think Dean Ambrose is going either, is he?
He is, because if they gave you the card of it, then they're going.
Okay. Okay. Well, I hope he goes. He's the guy you took the picture with.
Well, I think that was our second time at
Castle. That's right, we went Maine over the summer, right?
Yeah.
We went a couple of times in the summer in Maine.
I remember our first time with SmackDown, then Raw, then SmackDown, then Raw.
Is that right?
Then Raw, then
SmackDown. Yeah, we go a lot.
Yeah.
What do you want? What's the big, if you go to any wrestling show anywhere, what would it be? Would it be WrestleMania? Would it be SummerSlam? Survivor Series? Royal Rumble?
Royal Rumble.
Really?
Yeah.
That's the one you like best?
Or Survivor Series.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, we'll see. You know, it'll be soon enough. All right. Well, anything else?
Nope.
Okay, I love you.
Love you.
You're a good boy.
I know.
I'm still sick. All right, give me a second. Ah! All right, I'm sorry, drinking water. All right, that's the WrestleMania preview with Harry Manahan. If you follow his picks, you make a lot of money, right, Harry?
Yep.
Like the $1 million man?
Yep.
He's got a lot of money, right?
He's rich.
He's rich, okay.
But he's dead.
Is he dead?
He was WWF.
They're all dead?
Most of them.
Okay.
Well, not all of them.
Like who?
Like Kane. He's not dead. The Undertaker is, but it's still alive, kind of. Like, he's a dead man who's actually still alive.
Oh, jeez. Jeez, I'm sorry. I'm coughing. We forgot the match to pick. Speaking of the dead man.
John Cena versus the
How can we forget?
Okay, I'll ask you that one.
You can ask me?
Yeah.
I'll give you a hint. He's not alive.
That means the Undertaker.
How about you?
John Cena.
Undertaker.
John Cena.
Undertaker.
John Cena.
The Undertaker.
John Cena.
Undertaker.
John Cena.
John Cena stinks.
John Cena rocks.
John Cena stinks.
I'm gonna tell John Cena.
No.
Yes.
All right, you goofball. So you're picking John Cena?
Yep.
It's a week from Sunday, WrestleMania. Harry and I will be watching it on the computer, right?
Yep.
All right. You want to say goodbye to everyone?
Goodbye, everybody.
And who do you hope is never on the radio again?
Mutt.
Who do you hope moves away from his family, out of the country, and lives by himself underground somewhere?
Mutt.
Okay, sounds good. Goodbye.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.